Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Okay, hello, we're live. Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I am your host, I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. That's right, our show is scheduled for 60 minutes tonight instead of 90 minutes. I know that we've been bringing you the broadcast over the last few weeks. We've been doing 90-minute shows, but that's only on special occasion. So now we're going to be doing, you know, we're back to the 60-minute episodes. All right, tonight's topic is, if you are married, should you have close friends of the opposite sex? My co-host will be joining us momentarily, and, you know, that's the question that we're asking tonight. If you are married, should you have close friends of the opposite sex? This is a show that you definitely will want to tune into to find out, you know, if you should have friends of the opposite sex. So we're going to want to know what you think. We will want to know what you think, and we're going to ask you to simply press 1 early in the show so that you'll be able to, in case you decide that you want to speak on that issue, you'll be able to do so at that time. So you'll be able to press 1 and let us know what your thoughts are. If you're married, should you have close friends of the opposite sex? We're going to ask you to also send in comments. You can do that as well. We will try to get to as many comments as we possibly can. Without further ado, let me go ahead and bring in my co-host, Ms. Camilla Cross. She's a certified anger management specialist, amongst other things. Ms. Cross, good evening, and welcome to the show live this evening.
Hello, good evening, everyone. Good evening.
Yes. Ms. Cross, tell our audience what it is you do, how you do it, and what gives you your special area of specialty.
Okay. Yes, everyone. I am Camilla Cross. I'm a certified anger management specialist. I'm also a master's level social worker. So my specialty is I do work with individuals who are maybe having some struggles with conflict resolution and with anger management. I also do groups. I have an upcoming group coming in January. I'm working with teenagers. It's a work in progress, so I will be having the information updated on my website, which is www.yourworthispriceless.com. My telephone number, if you're interested, is 954-825-8500. I look forward to hearing from you guys.
All right. Very good. Once again, you're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. We're going to encourage you to press 1 early on your dial so that you can get in. Send your comments in early. We're going to try to get to that tonight as well. Ms. Cross, let me just start out by asking you this question. We're going to go into the story in about 3 minutes. If you're married, should you have close friends of the opposite sex? What's your thought on that?
I think that it's possible. I can say that growing up, I've always had, I guess, I don't know if it's an island thing or what it is, but I've always had uncles and aunts that were that's not really blood relatives, but they're like friends of my mother or my father that grew up with them since elementary school, you know, or they would say it's primary school. So I've always had, like, family members that's not blood-related, but they were always, like, of opposite sex that were my mom's friends or my dad's friends. So it's never really posed a problem, at least to my knowledge. Even myself at this age, I have close male friends who never been intimate, you know, nothing of that nature, but it's just that, you know, it kind of, you know, I've been knowing them for over 20 years. We're just really good friends. So I don't know if I'm a little biased, but I definitely think it's possible.
Okay. All right. So you don't see anything wrong with it. And I'm going to give my take on it throughout tonight's broadcast. And you will often hear me say the word or it depends, the words it depends. Should you have, if you're married, should you have friends of the opposite sex? I would say it depends, and of course it depends on a number of factors. And one of those is if you've been involved with the person, that might
yes.
be something that you would give consideration to. But unless you mean to perhaps keep that confidential, because I think sometimes mm-hmm. your friends with your ex can make better friends, you know, now that you're not intimately involved. And, you know, we're going to be doing an upcoming show on should in your new relationship, should, you know, you expose that information to someone that you're still hanging out with that may be your ex. So we're going to, and you find yourself being good friends, should that be revealed? So, again, I say it depends, and I'll give you a number of it depends throughout the broadcast. If you've not been involved, of course, I don't see anything wrong with that. As you said, you've known people for over 20 years. And then if you have been involved, then I'll you know, chime in on that as we go throughout tonight's broadcast. Let me just take a moment and go to the phone lines early this evening and bring in someone. Let's go to 772-773. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're live. Who do we have on the air this evening?
Althea.
Thank you. Althea, we're catching some noise in your background. The studio picks up every sound. Althea, let me ask you, if you're married, should you have friends of the opposite sex?
Should you have friends? I guess I would say, you know, it depends. I mean, if you're married and you've always been friends with the opposite sex, I mean, and the friendship is solid, then I don't see the reason why you can't be, you know, long as you stay within your boundaries.
Okay, so what does that mean, within your boundaries?
I mean, like, you know, you're good friends. You're solid. If you grew up, went to school together, you know, college together, and you've known each other, you know, then you're a true friend. But becoming a new friend, I don't think new friends of the opposite sex when you're married. Because why are you friends? You can be associates, you know, friends of the relationship as a couple, but I don't think that there's any new friendship should be developed after a marriage.
All right, Althea, we're going to ask you to stand by. Yeah, thank you for that. We're going to ask you to stand by. You know, here again, even Althea is saying it depends. And, you know, sometimes there's no direct answer. And I think sometimes just to cover the bases, sometimes you have to say it depends. Ms. Cross, just before I go to the story, and we're going to go to the story in about a minute's time, why is that so important that you say it depends? Why is that so important?
Because I think, like Ms. Sophie was saying, it's definitely about having some type of boundaries, you know, because the things that you do when you're single, you cannot do, you know, when you're married. So I think it still has to be that, you know, your husband is primarily your best friend, or, you know, you can't have this friend over your husband, because I think that that's a fear in any relationship, that you have this friend, and that you pretty much you putting this friend above your marriage or above your husband or above your wife. Now, I don't think it should ever look like that. You know, so it definitely has to have some boundaries. You know, the thing, if you go and hanging out with this friend of the opposite sex, that's not something that you can do as frequently if you're married. You know, I think, like, you can have this friend and incorporate them into your relationship. And of course, if your husband or wife is okay with that, but it still has to be that level of respect, you know. And I think that's where, unfortunately, why people can't really see it that way, because people cross the line with their quote-unquote friend, you know. Your wife or your husband should be your number one friend. I believe that wholeheartedly. You know, there are going to be times where this friend is going to know more than your husband or your wife, because we still kind of wear faces. You know, we don't, you know, this person knew you for 20, 30 years. They know everything that happened in those 20, 30 years. You might not share with your husband or your wife all your stuff from 20, 30 years, you know. So there are going to be, there's still going to be a little bit of a difference in how, what you tell your husband sometimes versus what you tell your wife. And I'm not saying that's right or wrong, but it's just the truth, you know. So I just feel like it definitely has to be, you know, some boundaries and stuff. Definitely respect. Respect is the biggest thing.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by, Ms. Cross. Let me take one more caller before we go to, to the story. Let's go to South Florida, 305-978. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Who do we have on the air with us this evening?
Good afternoon, Dr. Walker. This is Natalia.
Natalia, thank you for joining us. Natalia, just give us your thought. If you're married, should you have close friends of the opposite sex? What's your take on that?
No.
Okay, tell us why.
If I'm married, my husband should be my close friend. He should be my only friend. He should be my best friend. Because when I took my marriage vows, those folks from the outside, they wasn't there. When I walked down the aisle and said, I do, I said, I do to him, not to them.
Okay. All right, that's very interesting. Natalia, we're going to ask you to stand by. You said something that was very interesting, and we'll elaborate on that when I come back. We're going to go to the story now, because you said something to the effect that he should be your only friend. So we'll give you a chance to explain that, and we're going to go right to the story tonight. Tonight's topic, once again, is if you're married, should you have friends of the opposites, of the close friends of the opposite sex? Now, tonight we have three characters, Ursula, Victor, and Wallace. Ursula, Victor, and Wallace. Now, as they approach their 12th year of marriage, Wallace, a childhood friend of Ursula's, has decided to throw her and her husband, Victor, a surprise anniversary party. Now, Ursula and Victor are married. Wallace is Ursula's good friend. All right, so he's going to throw them an anniversary party. Wallace and Ursula have been very close friends since they were in middle school some 20 years ago. In fact, Victor met Wallace through his wife, Ursula. During Victor and Ursula's dating stages, she told him about Wallace, her best friend at the time. Victor initially had a serious problem with the closeness they had and suspected that they may have been previously involved as a couple. But Ursula assured him, that was never the case. Victor, for some reason, did not believe Ursula because he witnessed their interactions when they were together, which ultimately caused them to break up during their dating. So Victor and Ursula broke up because of the friendship, the close friendship that Ursula had with Wallace. Victor gave her an ultimatum to dump the friendship with Wallace, or he was breaking up with her. Ursula took the ultimatum, and Victor ended the relationship. As sad as it was during the initial breakup, Ursula did not allow it to destroy her close friendship with Wallace, as she told him about the breakup. Now, 3 months later, Victor was pleading desperately to get Ursula back into his lonely arms again. After some clarity about their rules of engagement to proceed further, Ursula and Victor got back together with the acceptance of Wallace as not only her close friend, but Victor's close friend as well. Now, here it is, 12 years later in marriage, Victor and Ursula are going stronger than ever with three small children, and just so happens that Wallace and his wife are godparents. A serious lesson that Victor learned from the breakup over 12 years ago was, friendships often outlast relationships, and in some cases, they outlast marriages. The question that I'm, Ms. Cross, I'm going to start out with tonight, I got to ask this question, and that is, do you really think Ursula and Wallace never had anything else going on? Do you really believe this? Could Victor have been right when he suspected something may have been going on? Ms. Cross, what do you think?
The thing is, it can be, it's possible, but it's possible that they hadn't had anything, you know. So that's not really something that's so clear to make that determination. But I this story is kind of, it kind of resonates with me a bit because I had a, with my good friend of 20 years, of close to 20 years, in his situation, he was married to his wife and we all were friends. And then the thing is, oh, my God, like I'm not going to call any names, but the thing is she stepped out on the marriage. So when she stepped out on the marriage, you know, sometimes when you cheat on someone, you start thinking that they cheating too. So it was
okay.
A whole ordeal. He forgave her, brought her back into his life, but she became suspicious of everyone. So it's crazy because she started becoming suspicious of me, even though we were all friends at one point. I remember it becoming a problem. So he pulled away, which I had, the thing is, he didn't tell me this until after, really, though. But he had pulled away, and then they ended up getting a divorce, and, like, closer to the divorce, because we were very close. So closer to the divorce, he kind of opened up and was like, you know, I pulled away because she suspected whatever. And I was like, well, I have to respect that. That's your wife. That's your wife, because I know that in my marriage, nobody's going to come before my husband. That's just my mentality. So I have to, you got to, that's why your friend has to be able to have respect and boundaries. So fast forward, they get a divorce. He gets into another relationship, and the young lady, she, you know, I'm not a bad-looking woman, so she automatically was like, there's no way you could be friends with this woman with this. You know, she cute and she got in shape. So she automatically thought it wasn't possible for us to be friends. And she started giving him, you know, backlash for that. But what he, the decision that he made was not even, and it was kind of early in the relationship, but the decision that he made was to pull away. But his mindset was, throughout everything, you were there. Throughout my divorce, throughout, you know, our friendship, throughout my tears, throughout all the years, you were there. So I'm not going to have someone that's not understanding or respectful of our friendship come in and sabotage that. Now, I told him, I said, listen, you need to look at the relationship. But it's that because I feel, because he's a good guy, and that relationship could have, you know, could have definitely went further if everyone would have sat back and kind of just created some boundaries and kind of at least gotten a chance to explore what a woman and a man being friends can look like. It doesn't always have to be intimate, because in all the years that I've known him, he has not been intimate.
All right. Excellent. Ms. Ross, we're going to have to stand by. You know, if I were asked that question, is it true, if Ursula really was telling Victor the truth about whether her and Wallace had ever been involved, because he saw their interactions together when they were together. Sometimes all you've got is a person's word. All you've got is their word. If she's assuring him that that's the case, you know, and he's not willing to believe that, then sometimes you have to leave that alone. He gave her an ultimatum. So she took the ultimatum, which I think she did good by taking the ultimatum and letting him go. Because if he can't trust her now, what's to say he's going to be able to trust her later? And this is her friend from middle school, which they mean they had a bond, some type of bond. And if she, I mean, when you think rationally or logically, if she wanted to be involved with him, I would think that they would be involved now, you know, going forward, and Victor would not even be in the picture. But let's just find out. Let's bring Althea back in. Althea, we're going to get your opinion. Do you think that there's any validity in that, that if Ursula wanted Wallace and Wallace wanted her, he felt the same way, don't you think that Victor would not even be in the picture? Althea. All right, let's skip out there. Let's go to Natalia. Natalia, let's bring you in and ask you that same question. If that were the case, first two things. One, she gave him her word. She assured him that they've never been involved. And then secondly, if they were having this mutual feeling, that is Wallace and Ursula, don't you think that Victor would have been history?
Yeah, but my question is, why is Wallace in the picture in the first place when Victor and Ursula are the ones that are husband and wife?
Right, they are, because, again, if they were friends, they've been friends for over 20 years, since middle school. So I heard you say that.
I agree with the previous call when she says that. That's well and good. You know, we might have been friends in high school or whatever, but I'm married now, and that should be a certain amount of respect and boundaries that, you know, that that should take place because I'm married.
Right.
And what we were then, we can't be that now.
Well, you know what, though? I kind of see it differently. I mean, so I heard you say earlier that you feel that your husband should be your only friend. But unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, we don't live in a world where, you know, you can operate in a world where you're only dealing with that one person. That's almost like living on an island by yourself.
I'm sorry. I understand that we have to have friends, you know, I wouldn't say outside of marriage, but along with being married. I understand that, we know, we need friends. We need someone to bounce things back off of. I understand that. That's what I meant. But what I'm saying, when it comes down to really intimate things between me and my husband, as far as making life-altering decisions concerning my life or my career or the changes that we might be going through, experiencing, then he should be the friend, you know, that I need to confide in, and not an outside friend that I was a friend with years ago. I mean, things have changed.
Yes. When it comes to certain sacred or intimate things with your spouse, yes. But we don't live in a world where boys only play with boys and girls only play with girls, because regardless of what people may say out there, I'm of the opinion that you will not get everything from your spouse. You will not, and your spouse will not get everything from you. But there are certain things that are reserved. We're going to ask you, Natalia, we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to the phone line some more. Let's go to, looks like West Palm Beach. Let's go to 561. 561-402. We've got a lot of noise in your background. Sounds like wind. Who do we have on the air with us? 561-402.
This is Audrey. Let me take your speaker. Maybe it'll sound better.
Okay, thank you. That sounds better. There's no noise. Audrey, help us out here. What do you think? That's much better. Thank you for that. Audrey, help us out here. Do we live in a world where boys only play with boys and girls play with girls only?
No, we don't. I've been listening to all the conversations, and there's a lot of good things being said by everybody as far as boundaries and of your marriage, your spouse will be your only friend. I understand what the lady who just spoke, what she was trying to say is that he or she should be your number one friend. But yes, you can have friends outside of the relationship and or marriage, but there must be boundaries. Must be boundaries. I should not feel jealous because you're on the phone with your girlfriend who you've known for 30 years, confiding in her, and she's giving you advice about me, and then you two make up your mind. You know what I mean? All kind of crazy things happen when you have that closeness with certain friends, and that friend should not be put up because we're married now. So, yeah, we're still friends, but we cannot be the type of friends we were before I got married now because I don't want my significant other to feel out. Sides of our relationship, if you know what I mean. So there's a lot of things going on when it comes to friendships.
And absolutely. So, I mean, you know, when we think about it, and earlier, you know, the question was asked of me, if you're married, should you have friends close friends of the opposite sex. And I said at the top of the hour, it depends. And I said that I would respond to that throughout the broadcast. And I mentioned earlier, it depends on how close the friendship is. And, of course, if you've been involved and you're now married, then the question becomes, is that necessary to reveal that information to your current spouse? And you want to hold on to that friendship, even though you ought to make it romantically. Do you want to reveal that to your spouse? I mean, I'm
like I said, a lot of things, and it depends on where you are in your dating relationship, that person, you know what I mean? But if you're trying to become serious with someone, at some point, there should be boundaries set. Because, for example, I'm not a jealous person, but I can be made jealous depending on what's going on. You know, I think I have a very open and broad mind when it comes to people or relationships, but sometimes people don't have boundaries. Maybe that person who's known you for 30 years feel like their friendship should be more important to you than my friendship because we just met a year ago or whatever. So a lot can be said about friendships and relationships, and it's a real touchy, touchy topic. It really is.
Okay. Audrey, we're going to ask you to stand by. Thank you for that. We're going to ask you to stand by, and thank you for taking us out of the wind. Thank you. We're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to Alabama. We're going to go to 205-908. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walk Show. Who do we have with us?
This is Jack.
Jack, welcome back, Jack. Jack, thank you for joining us. Jack, what are your thoughts on this? I mean, you know, I keep saying it depends, and does it depend?
Well, let me share some light on this now. Okay. All right. When you know better, you do better. Okay, when you know something and you know what is right or wrong, then you want to make sure that you're doing the right thing. Now, let's be honest now. It's hard. It's very difficult for someone of the opposite sex to work with someone who's of the opposite sex without some kind of feelings coming into play. I don't care how you look at it, that's your former lover or that's your former girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever. If you reconnect, then the feeling's going to come back into play. Let's just be real. Let's just keep it real, okay? Now, if you're married, to be honest with you, if you're married, your significant other, your spouse, is supposed to be your best friend. Now, a lot of times that doesn't happen, so it causes people to go out, you know, and pursue someone else and have someone else as a best friend. But to be honest with you, and we all know this to be true, that your spouse is supposed to be your best friend. But now if you're going to have someone of the opposite sex as a friend, I'm not saying a close friend, you have to establish some boundaries and all. Like I myself, I work at a school. I work with a lot of ladies and all. But I tell them from the beginning, I say, I'm never going to disrespect, and I'm not going to allow you to disrespect me either. So they understand that. They understand the boundaries that I've set from day one. So you have to tell people where you are. Tell people what you want. Tell people what you expect, because you may be thinking one thing and they may be thinking something totally different at all. Okay, they may like you, okay, like your style, like how you carry yourself, but you letting them know that you've established boundaries. There's boundaries here, and you can only go so far. That's as far as I'm going to allow you to go. But you have to let them know that from day one, because if you get real close to someone of the opposite sex, feelings always come into play. That's why I say when you know better, you do better. At a younger age, I may wouldn't have looked at it this way. I probably would have looked at it totally differently at all. But we know, to be honest with you, all of us know what's right and what's wrong. That's my take on it.
Well, Jack, we certainly do appreciate those comments. I mean, that is interesting. And Jack, we commend you for the position that you hold and letting people know and all of the,
now,
those of you all have established the boundaries.
That's now.
Huh? Right.
That's now. I didn't say it was always that way now. That's how it is now. That's why I say when you know better, you do better. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So, Ms. Cross, let me bring you in and ask you this question. Say let's just say if you're married, and this is a hypothetical. Say you're married and there's a guy on your job that's really, we're talking about temptation here now. This guy is really good looking and, I mean, he's coming on to you, you're mad with your husband, and, you know, he's coming on to you, and he's been coming on to a while, And you tried to establish these boundaries, but you're caught. I mean, there's the temptation. You're caught perhaps at a weak moment, and you give in and you find yourself, you know, he came on to kiss you. How do you fight that off, you know, and then you've really established a friendship with this guy. How do you fight that off, if you fight it off?
Yeah, see, what happens is if that ever happened and a guy was so comfortable to reach in and kiss me and he knows I'm married, I invited that. Let me take that back. Because that's not in 100%. That's not 100% of the time.
I was about to come at you with that. Go ahead.
Yeah, somebody would be like coming at me, right? But I think that I'm gonna securely say 90% of that is that I missed all the marks. Like, I did not stop him, and he just kept going to where he was so comfortable to reach in and kiss me. I'm like, unless he's a little off. But there had to be some way I was okay with that. Like, not even that I was okay with that, but I did not establish those boundaries that we were talking about to where he thought he was so comfortable to reach in and kiss me, and he knows I'm married. You know what I mean? Like, I missed some of the cues that he was dropping, you know? So, and the thing is with me, I'm kind of a loyalist, so my friends, I usually have them for 10-plus years. I don't really so much invite new friends. I'll have associates, but when it comes to men at this point in my life, for me to pick up and like, create a whole new friend, at this stage, there was some type of attraction, you know? I just, there was some type of attraction to where, you know, this person, if I was to say, like, let's pursue something, they would be okay with that. So I don't really have any,
In other words, the answer to that question, how you fight off the temptation, we're not asking you if you invited it. I'm just asking you for a simple answer. How do you fight that off if you fight it off?
Yeah, if you're married, and this is somebody that's quote-unquote your friend, I think that definitely, you know, I love the word inappropriate. Like, I would be offended, to be honest. If I had a quote-unquote friend and he knew I was married and he reached in and kissed me, I would be offended. Because I think marriage is something that, you know, you either can make the best of or the worst of. So I'm just saying, like, what did I do that I thought that he was so comfortable to reach in and kiss me? I guess I would be questioning myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ms. Cross. Thank you, Ms. Cross. Let me go and bring Natalia in. Natalia, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Natalia. Again, here it is, and I hear you kind of changing as we go through. So you don't feel that boys play with boys and girls play with girls only. You feel that it can be a little differently.
Well, you know, a lot has been said, and I appreciate, you know, what Jack said, that, you know, he, as a man, he's to be, you know, commended because he set boundaries. And many, oftentimes, you don't hear men saying that. But, and I can appreciate what the previous call just said about, you know, sometimes, you know, we have to be careful how we carry ourselves, because sometimes we can invite, you know. But I was reading an article about five reasons why married women should rethink having male friends. And when it comes down to boys playing with boys and girls playing with boys, you have to really think about that, you know, because we're speaking from the natural perspective. When you talk about the spiritual perspective, because when you think about marriage is built on the sanctity of holy matrimony, according to the laws and the plans of God. So anything outside of that, you know, you have to be careful how you say, you invite this person to your marriage, but I haven't heard anybody say how many times we're inviting God into this. Because after all, marriage is ordained by God.
Right.
So a lot of the issue can be avoided if we can soak God in all that we're experiencing with, you know, being married and having out long-time friends now all of a sudden being a part of our marriage. You know, we need to consult not only each other, but we need to consult God about, okay, how do we handle this?
When you know better, you do better. When you know better, you do
better. Because the scripture says in all of our ways, we got to acknowledge him so that he will direct our path. Even through friendship, even through long-time friendship, in all of our ways, even through marriage, we got to acknowledge God, put him first, ask him what he think about what should I do with my friend over here.
All right, let me ask you to stand by, and let's go, and let's bring in Audrey. Audrey, let's bring you back in. And I got to ask you, Audrey, you got that wind again. Audrey, I got to ask you a question. Okay, the question is, I mean, realistically speaking, and realistic is subjective, right? But let me just ask you this question. If we really... you know, and Jack said earlier, when you start, let's keep it real, as he said, when you start working maybe closely with someone, feelings could be drawn to the people if you don't set those boundaries. So here in the case where Ursula and Wallace are friends, they didn't have any involvement. So isn't it possible that they could, you could just have a platonic friend and your spouse understands that? As long as you're not disrespecting them, and again, I say it depends. As long as you're not disrespecting your spouse. Audrey, what are your thoughts?
Yes, that is possible. But it goes back to the spouse. So you're not going to always read your spouse's mind. Between you and your friend, your male friend or whatever, you understand it's a platonic relationship, but sometimes your platonic relationship, you get so caught up into talking to each other all the time and, hey, you know, I'll meet you for lunch or whatever, and you're really building a very close relationship with that person who has already been there before you met your current spouse, you know. That, to me, it's still a sticky situation. It's very difficult to answer that question, especially from my point of view, probably most people's point of view, because you have a platonic relationship with the opposite sex and you're married. And you confide in each other about everything, probably more than you confide into your, you know, with your spouse or your significant other.
That's an important statement that you made. We're going to have to stand by just for a second. That is so important. Keep in mind now that Victor went back after, he went after Ursula because he gave her an ultimatum, and she took the ultimatum and said, okay, if you're going to quit me because I have a friendship with Wallace, then so be it. So now he realized that, you know, they were friends before he came onto the scene, and they continued to be friends after he was gone, but he lost the love of his life. And then 3 months later, he's begging and pleading her to come back to his lonely arms. And after she set established clarity with him, Wallace also became her friend. Let's go to the phone lines once again. We're going to ask if you all would be a little brief, because I've got some comments that have come into the studio as well. You know, we want to try to give everybody an opportunity and go back to those of you all who have made some contributions. 305-812. We're going to go live to 305-812. Who do we have on the air this evening? 305-812. All right, we'll go to the next one. Let's go to 919-4. We'll go to 919-494. We'll come back to you, 812. Let's go to 919-494. Who do we have on the air with us?
Yes, Christy.
Christy,
in reference
thank you
to him coming back to her after, you know, first, why does she have to have such a, to me, if you're married, and it's okay to have a platonic relationship, but there should be boundaries, okay? If you got a relationship with the opposite sex, then your wife should be involved in, you know, whatever is being discussed, okay? Because to me, if you're married and it's ordained by God, which we know, then the wife should be the best friend, the most closest friend to you, not another female or another male. That's how I feel, because in the long run, if you're talking to this person all the time about everything, it's going to lead to other things.
Okay, well, Christy, let me ask you this question. Two things. One, you say that the wife should be involved in the discussion. What if he's talking, let's say you're married, and your husband don't want you involved because he's talking to his friend about you, the fact that you've gotten on his nerves?
Okay, well, then he shouldn't be talking. He should be talking to his wife about whatever is annoying him.
So you think a man is really
going to
come and take his wife?
They're going to try to resolve whatever is going on in their marriage.
Right. So Christy, if I hear you correctly, so you believe that a man will actually come and say, listen, you're getting on my nerves, and he's going to feel comfortable. And aren't you going to really – wouldn't a woman really fight back or a man – fight back if the woman says,
okay,
you're getting on my nerves?
But you're married. If you're in it for the long haul, if someone,
right.
if you don't like something what your spouse is doing, male or female, then that's the person you need to go to and talk to try
right.
to iron it out. How are you going to iron it out if you're talking to another woman and then you're going to find yourself vulnerable? Oh, I enjoy talking to that woman. Then it's going to be from one conversation to many conversations. And then, oh, well, let's have a date. Let's just go out. And then from going out, it's definitely going to lead to other things. Because then you're
okay.
finding yourself, oh, I enjoy talking to this other person more so
right.
than my wife or husband.
That makes sense, what you're saying to me too, Christy. I agree with you. And let me just ask you this here. Now, what if it's he wants to plan a surprise birthday party for you? Now, you don't want to be involved in that one, do you, Christy?
Okay, well, now that's something different. But that would just be temporary communication. And why you got to ask the friend? He should be planning that with the spouse's family, okay? They know that person better than anybody, okay? I mean, that's what you should be planning. A surprise birthday party with the other person's immediate family. Why
all
not
right.
be a friend?
All right, Chris, we're going to ask you to stand by. All of you are going to ask you to stand by. We're 18 minutes from closing the show out. Let's go back to South Florida, 305-812. You're live on the Dr. Just Walk Show. Who do we have with us this evening?
Ruby.
All right, Sylvie, thank you for joining us. Sylvie, what are your thoughts on tonight's topic? You know, if you're married, should you have close friends of the opposite sex? What are your thoughts?
Listening to the conversation, I think that when you get married, you made a vow to even forsake your mother or your father if they come in the way. Children, any close relative. So if a wife or a husband would rather please their friends and the person they made that vow to, there's a red flag. And something is wrong with the marriage. It's not because the first person you should be willing to please is your husband or your wife. If they ask you to slack off the friendship with someone, even though you know this person all your life, you should. You did not make a vow to that person.
That's that's a very valid point. And I mean that's plain meanings right there. Very good. Jack, let's bring you in and get your thoughts. Is Sylvia on track, do you feel? I mean, that's very good information because you did, and someone else said it earlier, you took a vow to that person. And then we're gonna go after we leave Jack, we're gonna go to 305-733. Jack, what are your thoughts on that?
Sylvia's on point. Right. If your significant other asks you to stop all kind of communication with that person, you need to do that. I had a situation in my marriage when I first got married. My ex-girlfriend kept calling the house because she didn't believe me when I told her that I was married. So finally, I had my wife to get on the phone and talk to her and all, and she called her guardian and let her know that, would you please stop calling the house because we're married now. And that's the only way it would end because she wouldn't listen to me. She didn't listen to me. I said, okay, well, you talk to it all. So Sylvia is definitely on point. But again, like I said earlier, just keep it real. Let's keep it real. If you, when you know better, you do better. Not trying to say that we're perfect because we're not. But when you know better, you do better. So we know that if you're close to someone of the opposite sex, it's going to always lead to something. I mean, you can call it platonic or whatever, but it's going to eventually lead to something. So you might as well not even go there unless you set those boundaries, like I said from the beginning. I said, I'm never going to disrespect you. I said that to all the teachers. but I'm never going to allow you to disrespect me either. And so they didn't come that way because of what I shared with them from day one. And I constantly reminded them of that. So I didn't have that problem. Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to, go ahead.
So now, Jack, I know you said that. I think I heard you say that if you with having that kind of relationship, it will always lead to something else. Are we talking about like if this person? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You talking to me?
Yeah. I had a question.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, I was asking because I thought I heard you say that.
I do believe that. I know it's subjective and everything. It's subjective because it's my opinion and all, but it's always going to lead to something because feelings are eventually going to come into play. You might start off where this is a platonic relationship and that's it and all, but eventually down the line, you're going to get connected. Something's going to connect you with that person, and then you get, and it's going to lead to something else, something that you had no intentions from the beginning.
Well,
I agree. I have something to say behind that.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't agree.
We're going to ask you. Yeah, I got to take some of the comments.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I really think that it depends on the mindset. Because if it's an ex-girlfriend or ex-boyfriend, okay, or if you were intimate, my mom has this saying, old fire stick is easy to catch flame. Because the thing is, you already been intimate with this person. Once you kind of exchange, you know, once you kind of do that enmeshment, there's going to always be there is a possibility that there's feelings. So I'm not really referring to like an ex-girlfriend or ex-boyfriend, but a childhood friend, I don't know if it will always lead to being, you know, becoming, like crossing the boundaries. I think it's very much possible. I don't want to say that I'm naive, you know. It's very much possible, but I don't think that it has to be in all ways, you know. I don't know if that makes me naive to think that way, but I don't think so. Because, like I said, I've seen lifelong friendships where they never crossed the line. I don't think, and I do agree that if your husband or your wife is uncomfortable with that relationship, then yes, your husband or your wife definitely comes first, and you have to respect your marriage because, as the caller was saying, you exchange vows, and, you know, you're not supposed to let anyone interfere with what you have with your husband or your wife. But I don't think that you just sever ties just because, you know, that means that there was already something brewing if you can't have self-control to not cross those boundaries.
Well, let me respond, Doc. Let me respond, Mr. I respect what Ms. Cross said, but I'm saying this from a male's perspective because I know how most men think because I'm a man myself. So, therefore, you have to set boundaries. If you don't set boundaries, then one thing is going to lead to the next. It can be your old friend, a new friend, a middle friend, or whoever. If you're talking to that person all the time, you're going to find something really nice about that person that you really like, and it's going to lead to something else. Eventually, it's going to lead to something else.
All right, let's take some of these comments that have come into the studio, you all, and we're going to ask you all to comment. I'll call on you to comment. The first one here, let's go with let's see here. Let me read the comment first. It's kind of difficult. This female, she writes in, well, if you're married, should you have close friends of the opposite sex? Well, I will clearly say this. When I was married, my husband had these lady friends who he claimed were just friends, but they were really friends with benefits. I found out the hard way and divorced him. So after that experience, I think differently. Jack, I can hear you. You're chuckling over there. What do you think? I mean,
he found out the hard way because he was seeing her and seeing his other friends as well. He had a wife, and then he had other friends as well. And like she said, he found out they were friends with benefits. And she's letting you know what was happening. He was seeing them on the side.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, is that one of those cases, I mean, that something could lead to something else, or was she just naive to thinking that he had friends, or she failed to miss the warning signs? Jack, in your opinion, what do you think?
Yeah, she was naive. She was naive, and he was telling her. She trusted him so much, and he told her anything. Just told her anything. Like a lot of men would do, they would tell her, when they have a, a, a partner on the side or someone on the side, just tell their wife or their significant other anything in order just to get with that person. Or I had to work late, or I had to do this, I had to go out of town. All of that just to be with that other person.
Well, why men so deceptive?
Say that again.
That is deceptive.
Well, I didn't hear that, Ms. Carl.
No, I was saying that is so deceptive.
Yeah, that is deceptive. That is. Unfortunately, you know, that happens. Yeah, we have to stop. No, not all men. Not all men do that.
I'm not going to go there.
All right. Let's bring Althea. We're going to bring you back in. Althea, what are your thoughts on that? I mean, here, she trusted her husband to have these friends, and he was saying that they're his friends, but they were friends for benefits. I mean, you know, maybe he didn't mean any harm. What do you think, Althea?
Well, that's the thing about the new friends. You know, I mean, you put yourself in a compromising position to have so many friends when you're married of the opposite sex. You know.
Okay. Right. Let's go to another comment, Christy. We're gonna bring Christy in for this comment, and then we're gonna ask Sylvie also to comment on this same one. This male, he writes in about if you're married, should you have close friends of the opposite sex? He says, I personally don't think it's possible for married couples to have close friends of the opposite sex because things can happen, like Jack said, if you know what I mean. Christy, what do you think? He's saying, you know, he says, Jack said, you know, things can happen. What do you think, Christy?
I mean, just as I stated earlier, as well as Jack and others have stated as well also, that one thing will lead to another, okay? Why does this person, even that first situation that you just said, why did that person have to have so many female friends? That was wrong from the beginning right there. That was a wrong start. And, yes, the wife definitely had to be naughty if she figured, because when you're married, again, your wife or husband should be your best friend. And if you continue talking to this person on a continual basis about any and everything, it is going to lead to something else. Just as Jack said and as I stated earlier, it's definitely going to lead to something else. And therefore, you know it. Oh, well, let's go out to dinner. Let's do this. Hey, if a platonic relationship is there, you would just call that person every blue moon, okay? And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But on consistency basis,
go ahead,
no.
But, Christy, so what happens if let's just say if a woman can't find female friends because she feels that female friends have a lot of drama, and the male can't find male friends for whatever reason, and they only have friends who are of the opposite sex. What happens in a case like that? And then you get married.
There have to be boundaries, okay? You're
right.
Not going to talk to a platonic friend. You don't need to talk to a male or female friend on a consistency basis all the time. Your husband should be the one or wife should be the one that you're talking to, okay? If it's a platonic relationship, because I do have a platonic relationship to someone that I've known for many years, but guess what? I don't talk to that person every day or every week. It might be once a month, maybe once every 2 months or something, but, hey, it's nothing going on because that person lives in one state and I live in another. But, hey, it's just that's what you call platonic, when you just talk to a person on occasion, okay, not on a regular basis.
That's called limited communication that happens in friendship, develops hard ties. Sometimes they're difficult to undo.
Okay, interesting. They're difficult to undo, she said. All right.
And it could lead to something else as well.
Yes.
If you're talking to that person on a regular basis.
Yes, because I agree with it. Because there's a book that states that there are five reasons why married women should rethink their friendships. And one of the reasons, when you have limited communication that happens on a friendship, it develops heart ties. And sometimes those heart ties are difficult to undo because you shared so much of yourself with that person.
All right. Okay, Natalia, we're going to give you this next. Go ahead. Real quickly, you all. We got only 4 minutes before we end the show.
Okay, really quick. So that means that it's possible. It just depends on the consistent, like, because from what I was hearing is that it's possible to have a platonic friendship, but it just all depends on the boundaries, like we were saying, and not talking every day.
It's crucial. It's important.
Mm-hmm.
Right, the boundaries. And I think everybody's in concert with that, with the boundaries. Let's go take Natalia.
Marriage.
Yeah, right. Natalia, we're going to give you this comment. We're going to ask you all to be brief. We only got 3 minutes and a half before it closes. This male writes in, he says, I think there is too much temptation when married couples spend time with their close friends of the opposite sex. As Jack mentioned, it can lead to something else. I think it's just natural for things to happen. Natalia, I mean, you know, we've heard Christy say that, we've heard you say that, we've heard Jack say that, and others on the show have said the same thing. So it's almost like it's difficult because that temptation is there. How do you manage this, if at all?
You know, I heard what others were saying, I heard what Jack was saying, and sometimes you have to, when you learn better, you do better. But I think my thing, the thing that's really kind of gnawing at me is that we're talking about the sanctity of marriage, and we're talking about, you know, commitments that you, that married couples make to each other. So my question would be, why is there so much outside interference in marriage?
Yes.
Why? Why is there so much outside interference in marriage? I mean, you had this man whose wife was so gullible and naive that he was cheating on her, and she didn't have a clue. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, many times if a person have a whorish nature before they got married, they're going to take their whorish nature over to the marriage because they know that they got a wife that, you know, that is somewhat, some can be clueless to what they, to what's going on.
I agree.
They
okay.
Can be clueless. So he feel like, he can have his cake and eat it too.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
And
you
but,
know,
but I still go back to the sanctity of marriage. You set boundaries.
Okay.
If you know that you're going to be put in an uncompromised position where you're going to be tempted, the scripture says that you ought to shun the very appearance of evil.
Yes.
If you know
yes.
that something's going to cause you to be tempted, you shun that. You don't put yourself
yes.
in a compromised position where that will cause you to cheat on your spouse. Because sometimes
exactly.
you don't have to cheat on your spouse by hopping into bed with them. You can cheat on your spouse emotionally.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, that's an interesting point. Okay, look, I got to bring
when
in.
You someone else to share your emotions rather than your own spouse.
Right. Okay, Althea, we're going to bring you in for this comment here. We've got only about 2 minutes, you all, and I got to stay to the time because we got to announce the upcoming shows, and actually Jack touched on one, and so did Natalia touched on it. And I might as well mention those now. They're telling me. And the topics that are upcoming is, do you really do better when you know better? And then we have another show that's coming up also. Yes, Jack. Do you really do better
Jack,
when you know better?
Jack, you know, and then, you know that.
And then here's another one, and Natalia, you touched on it. Is there anything wrong with having your cake and eat it too? You don't want to miss those shows. I mean, let me just throw this out there real quick. What's the purpose of having a cake if you can't eat it? I never could understand that. But that's, we'll talk about that on that show.
Seriously.
We gotta finish up this one here. This email, she says, there's nothing wrong, in my opinion, of married couples having close friends of the opposite sex. I have a childhood male friend whom my husband has become friends with, and I'm friends with his wife, and we've never had an inkling to do or say anything inappropriate to sever the friendship. How's that? The husband became friends too.
Yeah,
but think about what was said. They became friends. She became friends with the wife.
Thank you.
And he became friends with the husband.
Right.
All right? It wasn't one-sided.
Right.
But they all commingled together, if I'm using the right term.
Yeah.
Okay?
They
all develop a friendship, you know, together as married couples.
Yeah. All
right. On the same page. Not on different pages, but on the same page.
Right. Natalia, we're going to ask you to stand by, and let me just bring in Audrey. Audrey, do you agree with that? That all of them became friends?
Say that again?
Do you agree with that all of them became friends? It was like a union. Yes, ma'am. We can't help friends. This last comment we're going to give to Ms. Cross. The last comment we're going to give to you because we're clearly out of time here. We are really out of time. Let me go to this last comment. Ms. Cross, she says, if you're married, friends of the close opposite sex. I think it's possible to have close friends of the opposite sex when you are married, as long as you don't try to hide anything from your spouse. As Christy said, I think the problem comes in when you have to sneak and do things. Ms. Cross, on that note, go ahead and close us out with that thought. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that's perfectly said, because if it's something to where it needs to be done as secrecy, then there's something wrong. Like what are you trying to hide? Like if you're openly in a friendship with someone of the opposite sex, I think what should naturally happen is that person will become friends with your husband or your wife, because at the end of the day, it's all about, you know, you guys are friends. What's there to hide? So I don't think, you know, I definitely think it's possible, but I think it has to always be within respect and within boundaries.
All right. Well, and that's what has been, we've been in concert with that tonight. I think it's been a really good show tonight. Listen, we're clearly out of time. Join us here tomorrow for your half-hour inspirational programming. Of course, if you choose to bypass tomorrow night's show, join us back here live next week when the topic will be one of those two. Do you really do better when you know better? And Jack touched on it tonight. He said that people do better when they know better. Let's find out. And then, or we might do this show. This show is there anything wrong with having your cake and eat it too? I could never figure that one out. You know, don't give me a cake if I can't eat it. I just can't figure it out. But listen, until tomorrow night, until next Thursday, join us back here live. You know, until tomorrow night or until next Thursday, I can't wait for these shows. You know, I say to my listening audience, good night. God bless.
Good night,
and thank you, God. Good night, everybody. Good night.
Good night,
everybody.
Good night, everyone. Be blessed.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
I really going to say something.